Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A colleague and comrade in arms in that war for many years has been Fred Flights. He is these days the Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs of our Center for Security Policy, but he brings to that job, and indeed to the commentaries that he's providing through various media platforms and so much else, is informed by his long experience as a career professional in the intelligence community, serving for some 20 years in the Central Intelligence Agency, also serving as the Chief of Staff to then Undersecretary of State John Bolton, and as a member of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence of the House of Representatives staff. He is a fabulous resource, and it's my great pleasure to say the author of a brand new book brought to you by the Center for Security Policy Press entitled The Coming North Korea Nuclear Nightmare: What Trump Must Do to Reverse Obama's Strategic Patience. I'm very pleased to have a chance to talk with Fred for a full hour, but in the course of all of that, we're going to wind up talking, I know, about some very important news that has broken as we're speaking with him, and that is that the president has decided to replace at last Rex Tillerson as the Secretary of State with Mike Pompeo, a man who has been serving with distinction for the past year or so as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Fred Flight's old store. We'll talk with him about that and much more in the course of this hour. Fred, first, a proper welcome. Thank you so much for joining us and for all you do now at the center and for what you have done in the past for our country and your various jobs. It's great to have you. Welcome back.
It's great to be here, Frank.
So I do want to talk in detail with you, Fred, about Tillerson and so much more. But I want to start with a topic that has been front and center for many of us since, well, particularly the charm offensive began by Kim Jong-un of North Korea a few weeks back in connection with the Olympics and what has flowed from that. But to do that properly, we have to understand what's been going on for years now. And you have made it really a focus of your work at the Central Intelligence Agency and elsewhere to track the North Korean threat. And I'd like to ask you to sort of start with a little bit of a 30,000-foot level assessment of how did we get here, where they're now facing us with very formidable and, it seems, highly dangerous weapons?
Well, Frank, that's actually the question that I pose at the beginning of my book, The Coming North Korea Nuclear Nightmare. How did we get here? Let me tell you how I got to this point. I had the privilege of working in national security jobs for state, CIA, and House Intelligence Committee. And for each of these jobs, I followed the Iranian and North Korean nuclear programs. I had access to very sensitive intelligence on both programs. And it's frustrating for me to see all the things that experts who have not been in government have been saying about these programs, have been downplaying their significance when I've seen really damning and troubling intelligence and how far both states were progressing towards making nuclear weapons. Now, I mentioned in the book, we know that North Korea has taken advantage of multiple U.S. presidents, really took advantage of the Clinton administration. The George W. Bush administration tried to strike a deal with North Korea in the second term, a terrible deal. And North Korea provided a fraudulent list of its nuclear program to Condoleezza Rice. And we knew it was fraudulent, and we rewarded North Korea anyway by taking off the state-sponsored terror list for that. But as bad as these administrations were, none of them compare to how bad Barack Obama's administration was with his policy of strategic patience, which basically was a policy to do nothing and to kick this nuclear and missile program down the road to the next president to deal with. And because of that policy, North Korea's nuclear missile programs really exploded during the Obama administration. Their nuclear technology resulted in what may have been a hydrogen bomb test last year, as well as bona fide ICBM tests last year. All these advances were made during the Obama years, and the Obama administration deliberately did nothing about it.
So let's tease that out. The Obama administration was, as you say, not alone in underestimating or otherwise sort of accommodating threats from North Korea that were all too apparent if you had the will and the wit to look at for them. But in this case, it was compounding the willingness to sort of accommodate the North Koreans by, in a sense, emboldening them. Was it not, Fred Flights, in the sense that we were really signaling an indifference to what they were doing, masked, of course, as you say, by this term strategic patience?
Well, I think that the Obama administration really wanted a nuclear deal with North Korea as badly as they wanted one with Iran. But Iran was the priority, and I believe Obama officials decided that pushing for a North Korea deal was simply too much to accomplish, given how hostile the North Koreans were and the difficulty of selling two controversial nuclear deals simultaneously. And I have a quote from someone who wrote a book about Hillary Clinton's foreign policy. She made the decision that they couldn't have too many complex international negotiations underway at once. But despite that, there were several attempts by the Obama administration to strike deals with North Korea. There was something called the Leap Day Agreement in 2012, in which we offered a huge amount of food aid in exchange for North Korea stopping its nuclear missile program. North Korea violated that agreement within 2 weeks. And in 2015, right after the nuclear deal with Iran was announced, President Obama indicated he wanted a similar deal with North Korea. Negotiations began in late 2015 to get such a deal. They continued until early 2016, but they were canceled when North Korea decided to scuttle the deal and test another nuclear device.
Yeah, so in other words, what was going on in the face of this so-called strategic patience, Fred Flights, was a sort of burgeoning program of threatening military capabilities. And it's one thing to say, well, we're preoccupied with a country that, as you know better than just about anybody, was the strategic partner of North Korea in all of this, namely Iran. But it did, it seems to me, Fred Flights, signal to the North Koreans that they could do all of this with impunity. They may not have been rewarded with it, as they were by others in some cases, but they were being essentially told, it doesn't matter what you do, no matter how material a threat it poses to the United States. And that's not the kind of signal you want to be sending, it seems to me, to a regime like the North Koreans, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I have other experts I cite in the book where the Obama administration made a conclusion that the North Korean nuclear missile programs were not that dangerous. Maybe if they ignored it, it would end. Maybe if they ignored North Korea, the regime would be overthrown. I mean, there's no credible experts I know who believe that. But these are among the things that were influencing their policy. You also might remember that the Obama administration was supposed to have a pivot to Asia. Well, that pivot never occurred. The Obama administration was AWOL in Asia while it was leading from behind in the Middle East. So this is part of an overall grossly incompetent approach to national security by the Obama administration.
Fred Flights, when we come back, I want to drill down on some of the things that you've written about that also characterized what the North Koreans were doing during this period that makes all the more outrageous the inaction of the Obama team. Specifically, the apparent development of electromagnetic pulse threats to this country and actual use of cyber warfare against our people and against our companies and perhaps against our government as well by the North Koreans. All of that and more with the author of the new book, The Coming North Korean Nuclear Nightmare: What Trump Must Do to Reverse Obama's Strategic Patience. Fred Flights, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.